Welcome back to Talk of the Town on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, on WHTC.com, and on the WHTC app for your smartphone. Once again, here's your host, Gary Stevens.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town for this Tuesday, March 26. It is the fourth Tuesday of the month, which means at this time we get caught up with things going on with the Allegan County Community Foundation. Today, we are joined by Lauren Hunt Vanderploeg. She is the Community Impact Officer for the Foundation, and Vicki Knuckles, who is the Program Officer from the Foundation. Ladies, good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town.
Good morning, Gary.
Thanks for having us.
If you have a question about the Allegan County Community Foundation, they'll be happy to answer it at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. A week ago, the Allegan County Community Foundation celebrated its founding with Allegan County Gives. And I will, so that you know who is who and who is talking, I will ask Lauren to tell us a little bit about how that went.
Yeah, so we, we just celebrated our 59th year. And this year we did two events. So we had a day of matching where we matched up to $15,000 of donations made. And that matching went very quickly. So our CEO and our board actually contributed an additional $15,000. So we were able to match $30,000 in the day. And then on top of that, we did a nonprofit fair. That was from 11 to 2. We did that at the Silo Banquet and Catering. And we had nearly 40 nonprofit organizations join us that day. And we had just over 50 community members come and visit those 40 nonprofits.
Lauren, tell us a little bit about the fact that I get the feeling that the foundation was surprised by the response when you had the matching already. And then it was like, what are we going to do? We got to keep the momentum going. And voila, here comes some more money to help match.
Yep, that's correct. Our CEO reached out to our board, and they were very willing to help increase that match so that we can increase the good for the community.
And Vicki, talk a little bit about this, lack of a better term, a volunteer fair, because there were organizers there, and it was good to see people willing to step up and to be a part of the effort to donate their time as much as their money.
Right. So the theme of the day was time, talent, and treasures. And these groups that serve people in Allegan County came together. So a couple things. It was very nice for the organizations themselves to see that they are not alone in our county in working to benefit people. And so that was an opportunity for them to network with each other, see what services that others provide so that they could maybe pass that information along too. And then an opportunity for folks to come along. I don't remember the number, but there were several organizations that reported back that they signed up new volunteers for their organization at the fair. So it was beneficial to them in that way. And it was just nice to be able to be together, see the work that's being done. And it was very well supported. So we're very pleased.
Not only that, but sometimes when there are nonprofits and volunteer organizations trying to donate time, but trying to get people to help out, sometimes it does feel as if we're all alone.
Right.
This gives them as much of a shot in the arm as much as it is the people giving the time.
Right. One of the fun pieces of the day was that periodically announcements were made and we did a door prize or a raffle giveaway. And so three $250 grants were given. We drew the name, and then the person's name that was drawn got to select a nonprofit to give $250 to in their name. And so those three organizations that were benefited by those drawings were Wishbone Pet Rescue, Lakeshore Habitat for Humanity, and Sylvia's Place.
Yeah, good organizations. We have dealt with two of the three. We haven't had a chance to really do a lot with the pet rescue in Allegan County. We do a lot here with the Ottawa County's Harbor Humane Society, but the efforts down there, from what I understand from the Allegan County Board, who have had a good working relationship with the pet rescue, they say good things about it. So,
and it's been so successful that as a staff, we've already set the date for next year, that we will be doing it again next year, Wednesday, March 19th. And that'll be our third Allegan County Gives. And we will definitely do the volunteer fair again.
So that actually marks our 60th year
establishment.
So it should be
I'm still older than them, so that's fine. Okay. But the thing is also, I would think probably the Allegan County Community Foundation Board might say, okay, let's be ready in case our matching gets, we have to go in this situation again. We don't have to dig into our own pockets.
Right. That's already a big discussion point.
If you got a question about the Allegan County Community Foundation, Vicki Knuckles and Lauren Hunt Vanderplug will be happy to answer those questions at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Either one of you can answer this question. You might be speaking for the entire foundation if, you know, it might be uncomfortable, and we certainly understand that. But the organizations that get help from the Allegan County Community Foundation, what goes into the decision-making process will help them? Do they have certain criteria they need to meet in order to be able to get help from the foundation?
So glad you asked. Great question, Gary. So our community legacy grant is primarily the fund that folks with nonprofits would apply to. That application process for this year will open up in May, May 20th. So the criteria for them to apply would be that they must be a nonprofit organization serving people in Allegan County. They don't have to be Allegan County based, but they have to be able to demonstrate that they're serving people in Allegan County.
And when I say criteria, that's one thing to have the base or the fact that they're serving. What determination could go into, we have a certain need and this nonprofit will address that need? How important is the need aspect of determining who gets it?
The need aspect is very important. Typically, the request dollars are at least double the dollars that we have available in a given cycle. So need is an important component. Really, that application telling a compelling story as to why that is a need is key. In clarification of a nonprofit, so it can be an actual 501c3 organization, but also government entities such as schools and libraries can also apply.
Now, does the board at times make a decision, all right, we have certain community needs that be addressed, and it's sort of like a master plan?
We do have a strategic plan for the organization, and I believe that will be reviewed again in 2025. So that was a five-year plan. And in that is not specific to those funding priorities, although they do discuss on an annual basis what the funding priorities might be for that. And those applications, we ask organizations to self-identify. Are they a basic need? Are they providing food or housing? Are they some sort of an enrichment experience? Are they an economic development? Are they in arts and culture? And so they try to keep in mind diversity across the county geographically, as well as addressing a variety of needs. But obviously, as you might suppose, basic needs is typically about 70% of our requests.
We saw this with the Community Foundation of the Holland Zealand area 4 years ago when the COVID-19 outbreak came out and things were shut down and they had to pivot very quickly to respond to different needs that came in a short period of time. Can I safely assume the Allegan County Foundation has that ability if there is an emergency, right, to be able to get the resources necessary in a short period of time?
We do, and that discussion around what that criteria and priorities would be like, what the process would be like, is ongoing and developing. But yes, we do.
Okay. If you have a question for Vicki Knuckles, whom you just heard, or Lauren Hunt Vanderploeg, who's smiling nice, but she will be talking, they'll be happy to answer it from the Allegan County Community Foundation at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. I just wanted to lay down some of the groundwork for what the foundation does to sort of get people an idea of what exactly, when they do donate, and you're looking for individual donors as well as corporate donors, where does that money go and how is it being handled? And to a certain extent, yes, you can't lay all the cards on the table. No organization really can. But transparency.
Sure.
Be able to get more funds in with people know where those funds are going and they're being handled with good stewardship.
Sure. So a good place to poke around and see what the foundation is about is our website, AlleganFoundation.com.
.org, you mean?
I'm sorry, .org. Yep. I misspoke. And the buttons at the cross at the top would give you an opportunity to donate. They would. The program button would tell you several of the things that we have going on. So when you're talking in terms of funds that you might donate to, there are our general legacy funds. And as we said, that those are specific to that grant program. There's also opportunities that for donor advised funds. So an individual would set up a donor advised fund and make it clear that they wish to support projects within a certain area of the county. Or let's say they're really interested in early reading or some other topic. Then as those opportunities come up to donate, we connect those donors with those causes that they want. In part of our process for any grant, we do our due diligence and check the legal status of the organization, the financial records of the organization, to make sure that they are a worthy recipient.
Let's get to the phone, 616-395-1450, 616. Let's not get to the phones and say we did. Please be patient. We'll get to your call in a moment or so. And if you have a question for Vicki Knuckles or for Lauren Hunt Vanderploeg, they'll be happy to answer it at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Okay, we're going to get Lauren to work here a little bit. Talk a little bit about the peanut butter drive that just completed.
Yeah, so the Allegan County Food Pantry Collaborative does 3 food drives each year. We kick things off with the peanut butter drive on January 24th because it's National Peanut Butter Day, and that runs until the end of February. This year was very successful, happy to say that. So we are up in clientele about 1,300 people from last year to this year. So we upped our goal from 5,000 to 6,000 jars of peanut butter. And without purchasing any, we were able to hit that goal. Final numbers came in on Friday, and we collected 6,302 jars.
Yay.
With, yep, just over, I think, $2,800 in monetary donations. So the money that was donated will be used for protein.
Let's get to a call. Let's not get to a call again. Please be patient. We'll get to your. We'll get to them, but we'd like to be able to have the response for our questions. So again, 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. I mentioned Amanda Chappell from the foundation last month when she was in here. I said maybe it's time to have a vote. Which was the most popular peanut butter donated? Was it Skippy? Was it Jif?
Well, was Aldi.
What?
Aldi.
Oh, yep. Okay. We'll do that. Good morning. You're on Talk of the Town. We're with our guests.
Thank you. I wanted to thank the board of your guests who had the courage and the foresight to donate extra money. I think it speaks well for that board and it speaks well for that organization. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much for the call. Again, that's a lot, to use an old line, putting your money where your mouth is. That's what the board did in terms of helping out with the Allegan County Gives opportunity. Well, as you mentioned, Lauren, there are 3 drives that the foundation does in terms of meeting food needs during the year. There's Souptober, which always is good when it's getting a little colder and get the soup. There is a peanut butter drive that just completed, and the cereal drive is right around the corner, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yep, we're preparing to kick that off May 1st through the 31st.
And it's just, as the name might say, you want to collect as much cereal as you can?
That is correct. Yep. So our food pantries serve about 1,600 children, and many of those children qualify for free and reduced lunch and are fed breakfast at school. And obviously during the summer, they are not in school. So to help meet that breakfast need, we do a cereal drive to try to stock the pantries to keep those kids fed.
And there's no particular thing where you got to have dry cereal. I would think, you know, oatmeal, cream of wheat.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
That counts. Pop-Tarts, well, that might be a little iffy.
Might be a little iffy.
But definitely. And yes, they'll even take the sugary stuff. Sugar bombs, I know it's not nutritionally great, but right now.
Yeah, we're not really in a position to to say no to food.
How do people donate? Obviously, the money would be more appropriate because then you can leverage that to be able to get the cereal.
Correct.
With better buying power in a bulk. Mm-hmm. But if people, you know, say they make a run to, you know, they make a run to Sam's or make a run to Clark Howard's Costco, you know, they want to get a case, take a case. Where do they go with the case?
Yeah, so each of our pantries, they find their own drop sites, and then they collect from those drop sites. So on our website, AlleghenFoundation.org, in our programs tab, the Allegan County Food Pantry Collaborative has their own section of our webpage, and there you can find the various drop sites throughout the county.
And it is throughout the county.
Yes.
It's not like, I live close to Hopkins, but the closest site is in Allegan? No. There's a site in Northeast Ottawa.
Every corner of the county, you can find a drop site.
Yep. So, you know, it's all there, as they say. Speaking about some other things going on with the foundation, the TAG scholarship has a matching challenge times two.
Well, yes, we do. As a matter of fact, I'm so glad that you asked. The TAG team stands for Teens Aiding Growth, and they are the Youth Advisory Council for the foundation. They award their own scholarship every year. As far as we know, that's a very unique thing among youth advisory councils. Many do their own grants program, which we do, but they have just completed grant review process and selected two recipients for this year. I can't give names yet, but each of those individuals will receive $1,500. And that is a countywide scholarship available, and applications are on our website for all of our scholarships. So this year they actually received 69 applications for the TAG scholarship. As we work with these TAG team members, we talk about the importance of fund development. So their grant money is secure, right, through an endowment that was matched back in 1994. And so that ensures their grant money. But they need to raise money to make sure that this scholarship can live forever. So what their goal is to get the TAG scholarship fund up to $100,000 someday. And that would ensure that they can give out $3,000 every year perpetually. And so part of that process of developing that fund is this match that we've put forth. And this match for the TAG team, we just have a few days left. It ends on April 1st.
What can you give a number as to where we stand right now?
Because the
challenge is $10,000.
Yeah, the challenge for this year is $10,000. The team themselves have voted to put forth the match of $10,000 towards the school.
Okay. Well, let's see how it goes. And, you know, next month we'll get an update as to where that stands. And as you said, Vicki, 69 applications for two scholarships.
Two
that
scholarships.
Means it's, let's just say, competitive might be too mild of a word for how it's determined.
And if I could just plug for the team. So the team is high school students representing high schools from across the county. And their commitment follows and mimics the school year. So we will be looking for new members for this upcoming school year. And it is very important to us that we have representation from all across the county.
All right. And this does not mean only schools that are involved with the Allegan area educational
thing.
Our friends in Hamilton and Saugatuck.
Our friends in Hamilton and Saugatuck are included in
that. But even though they are part of the Ottawa area intermediate
And we currently have members from both Hamilton and Saugatuck on the team. There's a total of 17 kids on the team this year.
The website, AlleganFoundation.org, is for those who wish to apply for those positions?
Yes. If they go to the website, they will find the tag team page on there, which gives them information about what the tag team does. Some photos of some of their work in recent years. It also has a link where they can apply to become a member.
A year ago, this was a big thing that the Allegan County Community Foundation was able to land, and that is Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. A year or so on, how's it going?
Well, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's going very well. It's such an amazing program and such an important piece for kids to have the exposure to reading and to those books. They're beautiful books. If you haven't seen the books that are sent by Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. So we partner with the Allegan Area Educational Services Agency and work on that. Right now, 3,386 books are distributed monthly. And then there's also on our website for Imagination Library, if you wish to help fund some of that, it gives you a nice little breakdown. $2.80 will send one book to one child. There's also an amount to send a book every month to a child. And then just $168 would send one child a book every month from the time they're born until they're 5 years old.
Yeah. I wanted to bring that up because it's easy to talk about something. Hey, it's new. We just got this. A year later, sometimes the enthusiasm runs down a little bit. I would say that's not the case.
That's not the case. This is a really important program and some great partnerships for the foundation.
All right. And then finally, one other thing, too, coming up May the 8th, it is Professional Advisor Networking and Learning Launch. It'll be over at the Allegan District Library from 11:30 until 1.
Sarah Ryder, our one of our staff people, that's her project. And so last year she began a program to kind of connect those folks that do that sort of advising, and offer them topics to learn that might be of interest to them in their field. And so this is actually the second annual meeting.
And registration for that is still available, or is that, through the website, obviously.
Through the website.
Yes. I just didn't know whether or not, there's a limited amount of spaces for that.
You know, off the top of my head, Gary, I'm not really sure.
Okay. Again, I'm throwing things out so that people are aware of what the Allegan County Community Foundation does, and the website is AlleganFoundation.org. That's very simple, AlleganFoundation.org. And if you're not computer savvy, go ahead, Vicki.
Yeah, if we can real quick, I know we're short on time, but I wanted to mention a big part of what we do is scholarships for education for kids. And the cycle of scholarships for high school students has ended, but we have several other scholarships on the website that are available to those perhaps returning to education after a gap. We have something called the 234, which is for individuals in their second, third, and fourth year of college. We recognize that the majority of funding goes to freshmen, and so that's a nice opportunity. There's also an Allegan County Law Enforcement or Corrections scholarship. There are a couple of skilled trade scholarships that are very nice, too.
By the way, the phone number, and I want to make sure we get this in, 269-673-8344, 269-673-8344 for the Allegan County Community Foundation. Vicki Knuckles, Lauren Hunt Vanderploeg, thank you very much for telling us what's going on with the foundation. Wish both of you and everyone at the foundation well. Look forward to chatting with somebody from the foundation, maybe you guys again next month. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Vicki Knuckles and Lauren Hunt Vanderploeg from the Allegan County Community Foundation on 99.7 1450 WHTC.